You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. So neither a borrower nor a lender be, right? Well, that's terrible advice if you're already in the middle of a global financial crisis. We're all in this together, and that's why next week we're doing a series here on The Takeaway on debt management in America. Whether you're a huge corporation or a small little economic entity, we want to hear your story of how you got into debt and how you're managing it. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And certainly one of my takeaways, maybe my main takeaway from this crazy election campaign is some advice that we got from Sarah Palin, the nominee on the Republican side for vice president. Forget Chuck E. Cheese. Forget TV. Take the kids caribou hunting.
Oh, just because caribou hunts are, for me, a lot easier. They're easier to take the kids on a caribou hunt where you're out four-wheeling and walking through the tundra, the area there. It's just been easier. But so, if I had an opportunity, I'd shoot a moose, too.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has rewritten Andy Warhol's notion of 15 minutes of fame. They just keep on coming. Being on the losing ticket in 2008's presidential race hasn't stopped Palin from being a near ubiquitous figure on television talk shows and at events around the country, and it's still happening. Joining us now is Steve Heimel, senior reporter, producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network, based in Anchorage. He's also host of its call-in show, Talk of Alaska. Steve, thanks so much for coming back.
Oh, glad to be on again.
So, Steve, when Palin was nominated, you said something that has really stuck with me through this whole campaign, and I want to play it right now. Will you listen?
Sure. A pretty powerful makeover, John. This is by far the best speech I've ever heard her do.
I asked you if this looked like the Sarah Palin you knew or if she'd had some sort of Republican Party makeover, and you said, it looks like a makeover. Well, the makeover is still going on. What do you make of it up there in Anchorage?
Well, I think she's becoming more politically mature, and she likes the spotlight, and she's very interested in higher office now, and many in the Republican Party would like to see that because she's young, and let's face it, they need to think about that younger demographic.
Does that play well in Alaska among the people who, she's the governor of? Or do they think that she's suddenly riding a wave of her own making?
I think that Alaskans are very split right now. And she still has a very substantial base of support, but it's kind of like that two-year stage in a marriage where people are kind of waking up to characteristics about their partner that they might not have been acknowledging before.
Oh, we would call that way too much information. Alaskans are getting way too much information about their governor, and perhaps Americans are getting way too much information about the state of Alaska. Steve, listen to this.
This is delicious, the mousse.
It's so sweeter, almost.
Isn't it sweet, a little bit
sweeter? And much healthier than beef.
It is healthier?
Yes, much healthier than beef. And that's something else, you know, that maybe people don't understand about Alaska is we manage our wildlife so that there's a large population of the moose and the caribou because that's what people eat, especially in rural Alaska. They don't want to have to import beef.
Now, Steve, level with me here. When Alaskans hear Governor Palin on Greta Van Susteren's show talking about moose like that, do they go, yeah, Sarah, or do they go, oh, do they wince?
Well, I think there sometimes is a cringe factor about things that she says, but I don't think it would have to do with this domestic household stuff. I think, subsistence is a very important part of many Alaskans' way of life, and you cannot even imagine what it costs in shipping charges for groceries and so forth, and especially when you're in a village, you really do depend on the wild meat. I think that's, meat hunting is not so well regarded in much of the country, but it's very much what people do here, and this includes urban Alaskans.
So Alaskans are happy that Sarah Palin is cluing in the rest of America about what goes on in Alaska.
I think they are. I think, and this would go right across the spectrum to the liberal side, not just the church conservative, social conservative kind of people that are her core base.
What about her relationship with Senator Ted Stevens, who's fighting for his political life up there? If he doesn't make it, does the star rise for Governor Palin even higher than it already seems to be?
Well, I think, oddly, if he'd have made it, but it now looks with the election counts that he's falling fairly well behind, and it looks like he won't make reelection. But had he been reelected and then not prevailed in his appeals, he would have likely been kicked out of the Senate, giving Palin a political opportunity there. It looks now like that's not going to happen, but there's still a good deal of talk about what will she do when our other senator, Lisa Murkowski, comes up for reelection.
So at the moment, Steve, you would say that overall the folks in Alaska are very pleased that their governor has been elevated to this national stage and is getting this kind of attention.
Not 100%, but I think there is a good deal of that. But there is also a concern, and this also goes across the spectrum to conservatives, that we really need some leadership in the governor's office, and that's what she was giving us, and we expect that to continue. With the price of oil going down below 55 bucks, that basically is a disaster for the state's revenue, source of revenues.
So she's got a loose leash right now, but there's definitely work to do when she gets back to Alaska. Very, very quickly, Steve, what percentage of the population of Alaska would like to guest host Saturday Night Live? Quickly. 70%. All right. Thank you very much, Steve Heimel, senior reporter and producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network, joining us to talk about Sarah Palin on the line from Alaska. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Bye.
And now headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you. 21 minutes before the hour.